Call us back to order. Okay, Renee, you have bids for the unit that's on the RTU 10 that is on top of the Sheriff's Department, is that right?
That's correct.
And the way this looks, you're planning on doing it yourself?
Yes.
And just having Phil replace the part?
That's correct.
So it's out of warranty, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And this is on the new building?
This is on a new building at the Sheriff's Department. This controls the Sheriff's part of the new building.
So what option are you recommending? You gave us, it looks like one, two, three options. What option are you recommending?
I'm recommending that we get it fixed to where it's right.
So what would that be?
That's going to be $7,900.
Wow. And this unit's how many years old?
It's only two and a half.
And there's no warranty?
There's no warranty. We've tried and tried. We've tried to get somebody to come and take a look at this. And they won't come, and they won't do anything about it.
Can you tell me what brand it is?
Yeah, it's Argon.
And we're not using them again, are we?
No.
Okay.
Well, and you've tried to contact the manufacturer?
Yes, we have.
We've got to do it. Yeah, we've got to do it, but it doesn't seem right that they wouldn't.
Have you talked to Nick at Septagon at all?
Yes, I have talked to Nick. And Nick said that the only thing that we could do is call him every day. And that's what he...
But it's still not warranted. They're still going to charge.
Right.
And we could repair it, which is for $1,450, but replacing it is the option.
Right, and they did give us a break on the parts the manufacturer did.
Is it a break on the parts of the 7900 or the 1450?
No, the 7900, the parts that it's going to cost to fix it, they gave us a discount on those parts that are going to be used.
So it looks like the option two is $1,450, but further down in that same section, he says he thinks another $4,000 is going to be dumped into it additionally. Is that right?
That's correct.
So, I mean, basically, we're going to be at $5,400 to repair or $7,900 to get a new one. Right. That's not the same problem.
Right.
This new one, does it have a better warranty?
That I couldn't tell you because I didn't check into that.
What brand is it?
It'll be the same brand. As the Argon is the brand, and it'll
We're getting rid of an Argon and going to an Argon.
Right.
Who's installing it then?
Phil will install.
Okay. Why would we?
Am I confusing?
No, I'm trying to figure out why we'd go back to the same company that.
Here's the question too: if Phil installs, then there is what will we need a letter before we approve this. I want to get it done before hot weather. But if we have Phil install it, then what does that do to a warranty?
Him not being certified on Argon.
Yes, it might eliminate it entirely. I'm going to make a motion to table till we have some. I know you've done a lot of research on this, but we need to know what they will, how their warranty, this will affect their warranty by ourself installing.
Have we called Argon or just the authorized installer?
It's just the manufacturer, which is Argon.
And they haven't responded?
They haven't responded. They won't come. We asked that someone come here and look what happened, and they said they were going to send someone, and no one has ever shown that.
I'm just telling you, why would I spend more money after the same company if they gave us bad customer service? Why would I want to go to Argon again?
Yeah, I understand.
I don't even know if we need to table this, Dan, because she's going to have to get some better answers. Can I get a phone number to Argon also?
Sure.
Because this doesn't make sense. I want to know who recommended Argon to us. Was it Nick or was it HMN?
Yeah, this is the one where I think there was quite a bit of dispute with Walton about.
We need to be. I think before I spend $7,900 in a bad economy on a 2-year-old piece of equipment. Something doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Why don't we get some
Sure.
Phone numbers, and just when you email it to me, email it to all the commissioners. I'm not comfortable. Yeah, it's still cool out. We've got a little time, but.
Personally, I feel like the manufacturer should have taken care of this.
Well, I don't know why they aren't. That's what I understand. 2-year-old unit?
Yes.
I think that probably a letter from the commission might be helpful in this, and a phone call from you, Jim.
I'd like to. Let's just do no action, Danny, and I can table it, because I don't know when we'll next bring it up, and then when we get some answers, we'll put it back on the agenda.
Okay, I'll have everything ready for you.
That'll
okay.
be fine.
Okay. Anything else on that?
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Temporary Presiding Commissioner Strahan. On the agenda, I've also posted NACO. Two things I wanted to bring up. One thing was I'm going to Washington tomorrow. And I originally told you that I thought about $100 out of pocket expenses, what the county would have to incur. It looks like because of the last meeting on Thursday, I can't catch a flight back here on Thursday. So I have to spend another night, Thursday night, that's not going to be picked up by
NACO.
Back by Washington, by the White House.
Mm-hmm.
So my $100 estimate is going to be closer to $300 estimate for meals in a hotel room. And
you got it posted today?
Yes, sir, it's posted. So
yeah.
I just want to make sure. I don't know if we need a vote. We didn't vote the last time. I informed you,
mm-hmm.
and everyone was in favor of $100, but now it looks like it's probably getting closer to $300.
Yeah.
That's just an estimate. So are you fine with that?
I'm fine with it.
And I'm fine with it. So I still think it's a very beneficial trip, and we'll find a lot more out about it's really focused on rural counties, which I'm on that steering committee. The other thing I wanted to bring to your attention is this summer is the NACO's annual meeting, and I'd like permission to spend money that's budgeted for conventions to go to it this year, and once again would invite you to go also, as well as Commissioner Pennell. This year it's in Reno, is where it is. The cost is actually less than it was last year in Tennessee, because the hotel room's cheaper.
I've been encouraged every year to attend those, and as you know, last time I had a scheduling conflict,
mm-hmm.
where I was going to go last time, and what are you asking for?
Permission to spend the budget amount. It's going to be about $1,500 to $2,000 to go. That's when my subcommittees meet, both for the IT subcommittees, the rural subcommittees that I'm members of, and there's discussion about being an appointee from the new president-elect, so there could be another position that they're wanting me to be involved with NACO. I'm asking to spend the money we've allocated in the budget,
right,
so I can make appropriate plane trip.
Well, I don't have any problem with it at all. Should we...
It's posted.
Okay.
And technically, since it's budgeted, any one of us can spend the money. I kind of want to at least...
Yeah. You
you're fine with
you
it?
You got my approval on it. And
in times past, the other commissioner hasn't supported that trip,
right.
I didn't think it was... And the meeting minutes will be available.
Reflect that.
But I want to go ahead and at least make plans for the... With Frontier Airlines being announced, it's really inexpensive to fly out there now. So.
Right.
And if not, air transport inexpensive. But I just want to make appropriate plans. And once I want you to think about it, I know that some commissioners have been talking to you and Chuck about going out there.
Right.
I think Karen Miller has.
Right.
As well
right.
as...
There's been several commissioners.
There's just some great...
Last time, and the way I understood it, this Southwest Missouri had some representation
mm-hmm.
there. So... and I was planning on going except for the scheduling.
Well, this event is in July. I've already worked out BOE, so BOE will not be an issue of me missing BOE. Or, and I believe it is the, make sure I have it right, it is the week of basically the second half, the 15th of July. Ish is when it is. It starts by variables days, but about the 15th of July is when it is. But acting now can save money on pre-registration discounts
right.
and then airplane.
Right. You have my
You're good with it?
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Okay. The next thing we had on the list, sir, was we have Sunset Road conversation. I think it was brought up in a public comment last week.
Right. I forget what the gentleman's name was.
But I'm not sure myself. But anyway, that's something we haven't discussed.
Haven't addressed.
Well, let's wait. Since Nikki's here, she has some time with the commission anyway. It's Nikki time. We can get Frank. Frank has all the paperwork, I think, on the Sunset Road. We can always table that till another day anyway.
Right.
I yield my time to Nikki Lawrence. Proper Roberts rules. Thank you, ma'am. We've done manhole, dam site, Ozark. HPRP, I think, just want to reiterate. Can you take this from me, Nikki?
Yes, I can.
I have not had a voicemail or any calls about what this is. So if I can get some details, the commission just wants to know why is the first time we've ever done this paperwork, and I think it has some specific a subcategory of battered, is it battered? I wouldn't say battered women, but it's domestic violence providers. So I just, we needed more clarification on that. So if you could get the answers and then bring it back and post it for us.
Okay.
We have talked about NACO, Bob, maintenance.
Was NACO approved?
NACO was approved.
Yeah, what about the...
Should we make a motion on NACO?
Yes, please.
I move that we approve the Jim Stroffus going NACO annual conference.
Second. All in favor say aye.
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 And once again, it's budgeted items, so it's just coming out of the budget. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what the Writing Administrative Services contract is?
That would be Ron Houseman.
Okay, so we may have to come back to that one. All right, Nikki, go ahead.
Well, what about the, we've got a work session, but we also have Linda with one bid.
Right? She's right here. You want to do that real fast?
You want to do that one, and then we can go, is that all you need, and then you could go? Okay. If you don't care to wait there, Nikki. All right.
You're in charge, Mr. Strahan.
All right, that's the way we'll do that then. This is a bit de-icing materials, or?
That's correct.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Three no bids, I see that. No, I take that back.
We have some companies that bid on one portion of the bid and not the other. The first for rock salt. We had three bids, Bingham Sand and Gravel, Gunther Salt Company, and Oakley. The lowest bidder is Bingham Sand and Gravel. They bid $69 per ton. At the end, if you'll follow all the way to the end, I've put the difference from 2009. There was an increase of $1 only.
Per ton?
Per ton. And the other two did not bid in 2009.
And that's who won it this year, is Bingham?
Yes, that's my recommendation, is we go with the lowest bidder for $69, Bingham Sand and Gravel.
Do we traditionally keep a second one in case?
We have not. If, you know, I spoke with Frank and we talked about Bingham and Scottwood on both of, you know, for being recommended, but, you know, it certainly wouldn't hurt to put a second in there in case there's some time that we could not receive it from Bingham.
So there's the only discussion about that is the storing and the warehouse.
I guess what I'm saying is if we award a second bidder and we're in the middle of the winter and Bingham runs out, we don't have to go through this process to repost. We can just say, automatically go to the second bidder awarded, but how often is that? Has that ever happened?
It has.
And would they even honor it?
What? They have to if it's a bid.
Yes, for 1 year.
So then I'll move that we approve Bingham Sand and Gravel for rock salt as the primary vendor and Gunther Salt Company as the secondary vendor for a rock salt.
Perfect.
I'll second that.
Okay, let's vote on that first.
All in favor, say
aye.
Aye.
Because I see the liquid calcium is a separate.
That's correct.
You want to word that differently.
That's correct.
Okay.
We had two responders on that, Scott Wood Industries and Sycalco. Scott Wood Industries is the cheapest, coming in at $335 per flake ton.
Okay.
Sycalco won the bid last year. They were the only one who had bid on it. They have an increase this year of $37.83.
Wow. I move that we approve Scott Wood Industries as the primary liquid calcium provider and Sycalco Limited as the secondary vendor.
Second. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Linda. Commissioner Strahan, Lindy,
we're back to Nikki Lawrence work session time.
Thank you, sir.
I put the agenda in front of you. I just need you to review it.
Would you mind, I got a couple things here. Obviously, I'll be gone for the rest of the week, so there won't be any meetings here. But on Friday or Saturday, do we just want to go ahead and post Saturday? Because I know that I'll be at the Founders Day event, and I assume that one other commissioner will be there. If you wouldn't mind posting the Saturday, how about posting the 30th, the event that night, the Saturday event and the Sunday event?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
That way, at least it's posted because we'll be there together, and I just want to cover all bases here.
Everything else looks fine to me.
Pretty skinny this week, because you're going to be gone this week, too.
I'm going to be gone Wednesday through.
The only thing on Wednesday is payroll.
Well, payroll?
You know, we'll always make that.
Of course.
Is that for us?
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely. We'll call early.
So we'll...
let's call in Thursday.
Call in.
At 9 o'clock, is that right?
Wednesday at 9.
Nikki, I did have one question for you. We've been, in the Monday mornings, we've been assigning you things and meeting after meeting. Is there anything coming up that you're waiting on us for?
No.
Okay, so you're good on everything. We don't owe you anything right now at this time.
At this point.
I want to mention posting. I'd like for you to get in touch with Angela Least.
Okay.
And the posting of the park board meeting. She has been sending those out 7 to 10 days early, and they had a couple of park board members call me. They knew about the meeting and couldn't make it, and then I had another one that said that she remembered getting it, but it was like 7 to 10 days earlier, and she just couldn't make it. So if Angela could send those closer to the date of the meeting, maybe... have a little better participation there.
Okay.
We don't need a motion to approve the agenda, do we?
No.
I think everything looks fine. What else you got on that, Jim? I'm looking for...
All I've got left is on this list that we're... Nikki's taking the HPRP quarterly report. You're going to take that, get the answers, then come back.
Correct.
I have sent a note to Jillian to see if Frank wants to meet with us, because that's the only thing left on this. But from Nikki's agenda, that's it. There's nothing else, because I won't be here. So, and I think you're going to be out. So I think that we're in good shape.
So we're going to try to visit with Frank or see if he wants to.
Well, Jillian's checking to see if Frank wants to, if he wants to come over and talk about Sunset Road. Otherwise, then, and the other thing is writing administrative services. I can ask about that too. But that's all I've got. I don't think I've got anything else listed to discuss. Sir,
did you want to have Mr. Houseman come down, and because he was here earlier and left because we adjusted the schedule?
I've sent a note also.
If you want to take a 2-minute recess real fast, and we can try to see if there's the other two gentlemen
round
the, come back.
Round those gentlemen up and if see if they have a report or anything.
Right.
2-minute recess.